Hello? Hello? Hey, are you okay? Oh, you're awake. Shh, no, it's okay. I'm not going to hurt you. Yes, I am an orc girl, but we're a peaceful tribe, I assure you. You're wounded, so I'm healing you, okay? Just breathe, okay? In and out. See? You didn't even realize I pulled the arrow from your stomach. Now, let me just brush the hair from your forehead and wipe that sweat away. Wow. Your skin is so soft and pretty. Now that you're awake, I'll close that wound in your stomach with my magic. Just lay back, and I'll take care of it. My name is Shalur. I'm part of the Twist Root Forest Tribe. Yes, I am a cleric. And no, it's not normal for orcs to delve into more arcane practices, but as you can tell, I'm not exactly built to be a barbarian, so I've devoted myself to the practice of healing. I don't remember there being many human settlements near the forest. What's your name, human? And where did you come from? That's a lovely name. That's a long way away. The shamans and traders are the only ones who ever left our encampment. I'm surprised your settlement's leaders allowed such a long journey. So, a hag has defiled your neighbors and stolen their youthfulness. And you're going out on your own to slay her and return their life force to them? That's quite a frightening ordeal. Your quest, it's quite noble. If not a little foolish, I must admit. So that's why you're going through the forest instead of around it. To cut your travel time in half. Stay still for a moment. The wound in your stomach should be closed now. Whoa, careful there. I may have stopped the bleeding in your stomach, but your body still needs time to rest. Here, let me pick you up and carry you to my hut. Well, I mean, I may be a little on the smaller side for orc standards, but I'm still half a head taller than you. And I'm quite a bit stronger than the average human. Oh, you're curious about this pendant around my neck? It's a symbol of my goddess, Lyra, the Joybringer. No one's ever expressed interest in my faith before. Lyra is the source of my healing magic. When I was a young girl, my life was threatened by a terrible illness. I spent many sleepless nights staring at the ceilings of shaman huts as they tirelessly applied balms and gave me concoctions to drink, hoping my symptoms would fade. But in the end, they all failed. But she did not. My goddess of joy. She appeared to me when all the others left. When they had given up on me, she did not. She was gorgeous, appeared from whirling lights and smoke. She was tall, sensuous, shapely, long blue hair streaked with gold. She cupped my face and smiled at me, and I was healed. I spent many nights praying to her, spreading her joy to others with the healing magic she bestowed upon me. Yes, I'm really surprised you noticed, but that is why my hair has strands of gold thread in it. Because she is my light, and I wish to be just like her. But the other orcs in the village see things differently. They see me as a weakling who has turned to magic for comfort rather than seek aid in old, outdated traditions. Ah, here we are. This is my hut. Let me carry you inside. What was that? I am your light? Human, you have no idea what you're saying. Yes, I suppose it's true that I saved you, but I was only following my lady's wishes. No, I mean, I did want to help you, so I did. You think I give her too much credit? She gives me my powers, but I decide what to do with them? Well, that's very kind and wise of you to say, human. But I'm not worthy of your words. I am a lesser orc, one that doesn't even belong here. You're holding my hand. I'm the most incredible woman you've ever laid your eyes on? Human, I don't even know what to say. I find you quite attractive as well. You're getting closer to me. Kiss me again, human. Please. Your hand on my waist. Let me get in bed beside you. You want me? Are you sure? Okay. I mean, I want you to, silly human. Let me show you my body. Well, say something, silly. No, we don't usually wear undergarments in the forest, so my body's on full display for you. You really think I'm beautiful? Thank you. I'm not as muscular or filled out as the other orcs, so... you're touching my nipples. Human. No, don't stop. It feels incredible to have your strong hands on me. Oh my. Oh, please touch me more. Yes. Run your fingers across my tight, flat stomach, please. Touch me. Yeah, down there. Just let me place myself in front of your face so I can... yes. Your tongue feels so warm and soft against my full soul. Please. Kiss and lick me more. It feels so good. Human. It's rising in me. My desire. I need to see the rest of you. It's like you flipped a switch in me. Oh, your body is delicious. Oh, your chest. Oh, your shoulders. But I'm most excited by what's going on down here. you like that? My fingers wrapping around your hot, throbbing cock. you awakened something in me, human. The way you treat me, it fills me with confidence. Oh, you want me to stroke it for you more, You need more than a single short tug to get you off. Oh, your eyes are so pretty when you beg me, human. Ah, do you want me to keep playing with you? Good boy. Oh, you're getting so much harder still. Oh, good boy. Keep getting harder as my soft, gentle hands glide up and down this pretty cock of yours. Oh, it looks quite appetizing, though. I think I might have to get a taste. Your taste is exquisite, baby. Oh, I need more. You like that? Oh, you like the feeling of my soft lips sliding up, down your shaft. Wow. I like you too. I love your taste. I can taste the pre-cum. Let me lick it up for you. I taste so lovely. But I need this in my tight orc pussy. Can you feel my wetness on your thighs? Dripping down onto you. That's how much I need you, baby. Don't worry. I'll be conscious of your wound. Here. Just let me take care of you. Okay? And maybe some other time you can show me your wild side. Oh, my goddess. Oh, you fill me up so perfectly. You feel so right in me, baby. Like you were meant for this hole. Yeah. Oh, does that feel good? Yeah. Oh, you feel so good for me, baby. Oh, so hard. Oh, fuck. Baby. Yes. Oh, do I feel good? Yeah. Just let me make you feel good. Oh, forget about all the pain. Oh, any discomfort in your body. Oh, and just let my pussy grip you. Feel the pleasure as I rise and fall onto your cock. Yes. My goddess. Oh, it's heavenly. Oh, just grab my hips, yes. Oh, yes. My goddess would greatly approve of our display of lovemaking, my dear. Oh, so passionate. So full of irrefutable joy. That's it. I want to make you feel good. Oh, you're close, baby. Oh, me too. Me too. Hold on a little longer. Yes. We'll come together. Yes. I want you to fill my womb. Oh, yes, I find you. Oh, fascinating. And alluring, my dear human. I want to be your mate. I'll go with you. Heal your wounds and warm your bed at night. Oh, goddess. Yes. Keep going. Yes. Yes. Fill me. Fill me with your cum, baby, please. Oh, You wish to be my maid as well? Good. I don't know what happened. I didn't know I had that more primal side in me. Oh, you think I'm full of surprises, huh? I can't wait to see what surprises you hold as well, my mate. Now, cuddle into me. Let me keep you warm tonight. And for many more nights to come. Oh, nothing, dear. Just sleep in my arms. Let the joy of Lyra fill your dreams of me.